And welcome, everybody, to episode 565 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how was your week? Break, how was your week, man?
Potato salad.
I have no idea what that means.
I wish I had some potato salad.
I think we all do, man. Although, I tell you...
Except not that nasty potato salad made of mustard shit. Fuck that crap.
Okay, you want the mustard one, right?
The
mustard.
No, I don't want the mustard one.
He's saying he wants the mayo one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't like mayos, but, like, I'll have it with that because it works better than the mustard.
Yeah, I like them both, man. They're both good to me. But I can't, like, starting in January, I'm going on a diet, man. I'm fuck this. I'm getting down to what I wanted to get on my last diet, which was 145, and I'm going to fucking do it, man. Fuck that. I'm getting there. I was 2 pounds away last time, so if I was 2 pounds away, I know I could fucking do it. I think it's just going to take a little more exercise, though, which... Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
How was your week?
It isn't fun. There are people that love it, but, I do it. I just don't love it.
Nobody likes it, like, except those, like, extreme fitness models.
Yeah, there are people models. That do. Like, those gym rats.
Yeah,
man, those...
yeah.
Like, yeah. Like The Rock, for instance.
Oh, fuck. That dude is ripped. I bet you he spends, like at least 5-6 days a week and, like, 4 or 5 hours in the gym, like, to get that look. Right. I just don't have that time, man. That, man. That's dedication. I mean, I hand it to him. That's good stuff, but no fucking way am I doing that. I'll just get down to my 145 and not have the, the extra... 5 abs, 6 abs that you get with that type of exercise,
right.
Man. All right, how was your week, Break?
I besides said it was potato salad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, besides potato salad, no, I guess it was a week.
Yeah,
it was okay. All right. It kind of dragged at some points, and other points I was just,
Yeah.
I crashed at my house yesterday after doing an errand for my parents because they were out of town. Like I watched some shows that were recorded on Toonami. I got home, watched the video, and then I went to bed at like 8:30 because I was so freaking tired.
I kind of did the same thing, Eric. Like, I've had this cold that's been lingering, and I've had a fever with it. So it's to me it seemed like some sort of like hybrid cold flu thing.
There was no cold thing going on here. I think I've been. Despite the fact I took a break last week,
yeah,
I'm still very tired.
Yeah, no, I mean, last night I was sweating. That's how much of a fever I had. Like, I was literally sweating. I'm like, God damn, man, this shit sucks. But luckily, my voice is okay, and I don't feel super terrible today. Just a little achy and stuff. But anyways, enough about us. Let's get.
Oh,
into...
yeah. You were speaking of Disney Plus earlier, but like. Is the Loki show the Loki and the WandaVision show? I don't know.
No. Different shows. We'll talk about it later, Eric. I've got that on the radar. So let's get into the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. From RPG site, and they're actually all the news articles come from there this week. Wasteland 3's got a release date, May 19th, 2020, and it will come to the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, and it'll be included on the Xbox Game Pass. So Break can immediately start playing that.
Yeah.
If he has a Game Pass.
Do you have a Game Pass, Break? Did we lose Break?
Mm.
I think we lost Break again. Yeah, we did lose Break. I got a problem with this this story though, Eric. They have listed some DLC, which is what they call the Colorado Survival Gear, and I'm like, I'm looking at this shit, and there's like
none of this shit's from Colorado. Right?
Yeah, no, I'm like, there's like a cowboy hat and like. A badge
hat,
and yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. A ranger hat. There's a ranger.
There are park rangers.
Yeah, but there's park rangers everywhere, Erica. And then I'm looking at like all their gears, like camouflaged, and I'm like, what? Do you guys think that we're a bunch of fucking like backwoods hicks over here? Like I just don't understand. Like I don't get
you're
it.
You're in the mountains specifically, but
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. But anyways, we're trying to get Break back on the line. I don't know what's going on. I think his cat destroyed his computer again. He's still in chat, but
Jay, fallen cat kitty.
That's fallen kitty. That's awesome. Let's try one more time to get Break on the line here. But I'll go ahead and read the next story. It comes to us from RPG site. Kingdom Hearts 1.5, 2.5, and 2.8 coming to Xbox One. Many Final Fantasy titles added to Xbox Game Pass. What's up, Freak 5? Freak 5 is in
chat. Yeah, it's pretty much every Final Fantasy after 7 is going to come to the Xbox as well.
Is Kingdom Hearts 3 coming to that
pass? More like every other Final Fantasy that hasn't been put on that system is getting put on the system, but every other Final Fantasy that isn't 1-6 is getting put on the Game Pass.
Yeah.
What up? So you'll also be able to play that on Windows 7.
Yeah. Break, do we have you back?
Yeah, I think so.
Or not 7-10, sorry.
Cool. We were just talking about the Game Pass. Are you excited to play all the Final Fantasies on the game?
That actually made me interested in Game Pass.
Yeah. I think this would be a huge
thing. You can play Kingdom Hearts and be super confused about everything.
You know,
people who played the original all the way through are still super confused anyway. So.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting Kingdom Hearts 3, but you know, as a hardened Kingdom Hearts guy that's played like almost every single Kingdom Hearts game, I still don't know what the fuck is going on in that series, man. But I just like it because of the Disney Final Fantasy crossover aspect. But yeah, the story is so convoluted, man. I don't know how anybody keeps up with that series.
I think Nomura is trying to like one up Kojima's game from the Metal Gear Solid series, where nothing tends to make sense at the end.
Yeah.
So he's basically just his version of that.
Yeah. I'm actually
so we're gonna find out in like Kingdom Hearts 4 at the end of the game, it was all a computer simulation.
No, we're gonna find out that Snake,
that already happened in a side game called Recoded.
Yeah.
Shit. Never mind.
Yeah. No, what's really gonna be the big twist is that Solid Snake was behind the whole thing. He was part of the Order.
No, it was the dog from Silent Hill. he'll Snake, and then it'll end up being the dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So there's the story. We're on the Yakuza story break if you want to do that.
Okay, I'm coming to this live from RPG site. Yakuza
0.
I know, but I'm calling it O.
The best thing about that dog ending in Silent Hill 2 is that they just start speaking in Japanese for no fucking reason. It just happens.
Yeah.
Yakuza Kiwami and Yakuza Kiwami 2 are heading to Xbox One and Windows 10 with Xbox Game Pass in early 2020.
This is just as they announced that collection on PS4. It's like, now I'm almost obligated to get the fucking Game Pass, man.
Yeah, I can't help but think they're also going to bring 3 through 5 and 6 and then eventually 7 to the Xbox as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know. I want to start getting into that series. I know Dungeon Buster and Eric and a few other people have like urged me to, but I always get confused. I don't know what to start, and then if I start one, it's like, wait.
Start 0.
Just started 0. Okay. I got to get 0. I don't have 0. I got like Kiwami and.
Well, you could play that and then play 0 because 0 is just a prequel anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, the Game Pass is becoming really compelling. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a huge Xbox person, but they've been doing it right. Like Gears 5 was free day one on the Game Pass to play. Like, their first party stuff is always like going to be on the Game Pass. Like that's one thing that Xbox has all over the PlayStation. I mean, they don't have much, but that's one thing that is very, very compelling for sure. And you said you're interested in the Game Pass because of the Kingdom Hearts stuff. I mean, this is just
The Final Fantasy stuff.
I'm sorry, the Final Fantasy stuff. But, I mean, I'm sure you'd be willing to play the Kingdom Hearts stuff too, Bray.
I think the bigger news between the Final Fantasies is that 14 is actually coming to the Xbox One after all this time.
Yeah. Is there anything else on that story? I think that's the story, right, Break?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, basically the headline said everything.
Okay. Eric, you're up.
Okay. There's a game called Hirland that's being published by Exceed, and it's got a date for December 3rd in North America. There's going to be a physical edition that has a bunch of stuff in it. Let's see. It'll be priced at $50 and will include a physical copy of Hirland and either platform. That's the PlayStation 4 or the Switch. And then there's a 10.5x6 drawstring pouch, musical selection CD. Should be just the full soundtrack, but whatever.
For sure.
But a 14x20 theme park style folded map, Super Sumo Wrestling paper craft.
Ugh, okay.
The what?
I have no idea.
I'm sure it's something that has something to do with the game, but
it's like this little like paper, like you make it. It looks like a little coaster for one, and then they got all these little figures that are made of paper. I mean, it's just it's. Yeah, it's not
a musical selection CD. That means there're going to be music samples and like 10 tracks from the game, you know something stupid.
Exactly.
10 tracks from probably a only 20 track game.
Do you guys ever, when you're watching these things, you know how there's ads on the sides of RPG site and other sites? You know what ads I get a lot are the Yandy.com ads. You guys know what that is? It's like these sexy outfits for chicks. It's like it's so distractive. Like,
targeting. So, like, what have you been looking at online?
How dare you, Eric, insinuate that I've been looking at anything but family-friendly content on my computer.
Well, just to defend you on this one, currently there are Pokemon ads all over my computer, so obviously they do not know the target audience.
Well, they probably think you play games, so here's a game.
Exactly.
This is a game. He'll love it.
Yeah. All right, Break.
it's like your grandma going out and buying you, shopping for a video game for you, you know?
and then she gives you out of the shoot.
Out of the shoot.
And it's a system you don't have, you know, shit. Like,
it looks...
I heard it from the store clerk that you would love this. I told him you had the X-Cube system thingy.
Meanwhile, she told the store clerk that she didn't want anything with drugs, sex, or violence in it, and you ended up with, like, I don't know, like, Pokemon Light or something.
No, you ended with Hello Kitty Race Kart Racer, which is not a good game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I love Hello Kitty, but I don't want to play your video games. They're garbage.
All right, Break, you get the honor of the last story.
Come to us live from RPG Site. The Falconer adds an Xbox One version. Okay, ahead of the XO19 in London tomorrow, Wire Production has announced the Ocean World Fantasy Aerial Combat RPG The Falconer will release on Xbox One in addition to the previous announced PC version.
There was an article I could not find because apparently nobody posted it because it was briefly mentioned in the Xbox Experience or whatever it was called. But Edge of Eternity is finally coming out. It is not an exclusive, but... the fact that Microsoft advertised it on their Experience probably means we don't have much in the future, so here's a game.
This next year is going to be kind of not really super great because PS5 and the new Xbox coming out next year, so coming up soon. But anyways, finish your story, Break. Sorry. Break, man? Did we lose Break again? I bet you we lost.
Well, there wasn't much left, so
I think Break's on mute. I think that's what.
No, I had a cat issue here. Oh, yeah. So the rest of the story is the deep running currents of the great Yersi Hyde, the Secrets of Long-Forgotten Gods and Ancestors. The Falconer is an airborne ocean world fantasy RPG set in the Great Ursea. Take your armed aerial mount to the skies as you explore a bleak and hauntingly beautiful world filled with wondrous locations and warmongering rival factions vying for the mysterious secrets hidden at the undersea's unfathomable depths.
You know,
that's weird.
It kind of looked to me, and I know Eric's going to probably disagree, but it looked like a little like Wind Waker in a way to me. But like,
but you're flying.
But you're flying. Yeah, like you know how like they show the view of the as I get another Yandy.com ad in my face. Mm. Jesus Christ. But you know, like when they show the seagulls flying and shit, it reminded me of that, but badass because like you're. I don't know, shooting fire.
Can you teach your falcon to poop on somebody?
Oh my god, that would be like the greatest addition to any video game ever. Yeah, exactly, Eric. That's what I'm talking. This game is exciting.
I mean, like, if it could poop on him, I'm guessing it could also throw stones too.
Yeah, well, that would be cool too. Like, if you just pick up, like, depending on how big your bird is, like, you pick up, like, a small boulder or something, and then you, like, go really high and then drop it on somebody and kill them. That would be.
Yeah. Your bird starts out small, you can only drop pebbles. So you're only annoying at first.
Well, if you drop it from high enough distance.
Hey, Dick, cut that shit out. Ow. That stings a little, you ass.
Yeah.
Then
okay.
Then you can start training it to, like, claw somebody's face and then dive bomb and kill rats and stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. So that's the end of the news. We're going to have a I got to take off for just a quick second to let Bernie in. So, Eric, you have a homie discount. Why don't you go ahead and let us in on that homie discount.
This is a discount of erotic nature because it's called the Sensual Dimension Bundle. This is on Indiegala. And if you pay $5, you'll get a bundle of adult ebooks. And the titles are Sexual Corrections Officer, Rebellious Squirrel Girl Rehab, chapters 1 through 4, and then the same for chapters 5 through 6, or 7. Lubed Up Fitness, volumes 1 through 9, or maybe those are chapters, but, and then Living With My Sexy Cousin 1, through 6.
Yeah, okay.
What was that beep?
I don't know. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea where my mouse went, so...
Anyways, this bundle goes for, let's see, 16 days, 14 hours, 28 minutes, and counting.
Okay. It's interesting.
Hello?
Hello? Jesus Christ, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Okay,
Frank's computer's infecting yours.
No, I think I know what's going on, guys. It's just that sometimes this mic like gets kind of like unplugged and shit happens. So there we go. All right, there we go. Okay, I think we're good. Sorry about that. Okay, so there's your homie discount. Next week we'll be talking extensively about. Black Friday
deals. Yep. Ooh, there've been a lot released already so far.
I need to actually start looking for some.
Well, yeah. I can tell you right now, if you're looking for Switch discounts, you're going to be disappointed. The best they're getting is the $2.99 with Mario Kart Deluxe. So,
which is the same as last year's.
they'll probably do it again next year too. There might be
They might probably just don't want to cannibalize into the sales of the Switch Lite.
Well, it's not just that. They're not going to lower the price of the Switch Lite either. This is the way Nintendo always operates as far as like lowering the price of their system.
It
takes a while to lower the prices.
They could have at least offered a second bundle in case you didn't want Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's true.
They do have a couple of games.
I want a Switch, but I'm like, if it's back in my like 20s,
like Splatoon,
I live with a bunch of guys,
or Smash,
and I sit
Smash
around
Buddy.
And play Smash Brothers. That'd be one thing, but I want like games like Smash Brothers more, and Mario Odyssey, something I can play by myself, you know.
Yeah, now they are
and Marvel Ultimate Alliance because it's the only system we got.
Yeah, they are offering like some of their first party stuff for like $30 on Black Friday. So we'll go over it for sure next week on Homie Discounts. Yeah, so,
but like I said, if you're looking for discounts on the systems and stuff, you're gonna be disappointed. I'm gonna look and see if I can find anybody's offering gift cards like last year, like GameStop and Kohl's offered gift cards with it.
Kohl's did not this year. Theirs is out and they are not, which is their. I think Kohl's is super. Super disappointing this year. Electrical Longboard is in chat. What's up, Electrical Longboard?
If you're looking for discounts on the Xbox specifically, they're going to be heavily discounted this year.
Yes, Xbox and PS4. They've got quite a few deals, and the game offerings for both of those systems are really good. And we'll go over it next week in detail. Mm-hmm. Do we have anything for Dear Breakman this week?
No, Dear Breakman, but there are some Twitter comments and stuff.
Okay, what you got? You want me to do your intro, or you?
Well, I thought you might want to do it. That's my.
Let's go. All right, Breakman, what you got, Dear Breakman?
You know, we had the our Halloween horror fest with the greatest monster ever.
Yes.
And it was this weird upset, which I agree with. It was. Next year, we gotta put some more powerful monsters in there.
We are. I trust me.
Like you need ones with better power sets. Like Pinhead needs to be in it. You know,
Pinhead was in it. He got his ass kicked.
What? When? Where was he?
Pinhead was, let's see, I gotta look at my notes, pages, gotta bring it up. Anyways, continue while I look at my...
Okay, no, I believe you. I just don't remember. But yeah, I'm just saying, we need... It just didn't work out. But Wyland, at Johnny Wufi on Twitter, voiced his displeasure with a meme. And he said, just listen to Monster Bracket, and as far as who won... a very displeasing meme.
Yes, a lot of feedback on that. I'm trying to look. Pinhead, I think, lost first fucking round. If I'm not, if I'm not mistaken,
probably something stupid.
Holy shit! Pinhead did not make it on the list.
What? Okay, that's okay. I wasn't imagining it. Like I was thinking, guys like Pinhead and Darth Vader.
He's a monster.
Yeah, I guess we could put Darth Vader in there. Why not?
Well, I was just trying to think of like guys who are more powerful. Like that didn't monsters that are more powerful didn't make the list because not just men. I mean, obviously they're powerful women too.
I cannot believe I left Pinhead out, man. That's gonna be rectified next year because.
But I was thinking like Pinhead, Tall Man.
Tall Man will be in next year too.
Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah, guys with more power.
Yeah, yeah.
And that nun won't fucking stand a chance.
You never know, Break. You never – I mean, next year we could have, like, I don't know, fucking The Thing, like win it all or you know. You know, like, even, like – I was thinking about, like
– That's – The Thing never was defeated.
No, yeah, see? That's what I'm saying.
The movie ended with the two guys not knowing which one of them was the thing.
Weiland's throwing fire in chat. He says, no one on no sane earth would Kayako be defeated by the effing nun.
It's
hey,
Kayako.
I think that's Sadako. The grudge ghost. I think that's who. Let's see.
Yeah, but the thing is she wasn't matched up before none all of these fights that she wasn't a part of, and that's why she lost. She lost to somebody else.
Look, to be honest, like she did really good. Like she beat La Llorona, which La Llorona's no, and also beat the Graboids from Tremors and the Wolfman. Like honestly, like. Whew, man, she did really good to get to the final four, man. Like, I don't know. It was a definite upset, which is why I love doing these things, because you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. But next year
that's
should be...
That's the thing about tournaments. Like, tournaments never really show you who the best like team is or the best person is.
Yeah.
It's who the best team or the best person is at the time.
Basically. Yeah, exactly. It's like when Evansville, who the fuck is Evansville? They went into the number one team in the nation, Kentucky, Yeah. And even people who don't know college basketball went in there and beat them. Like, it can happen on any given day. I don't know. I love it. Next year we'll have 64. I have to come up with 20 more monsters, but Pinhead will.
Like, if those two teams played 10 times, 9 times out of 10, Kentucky would have won.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in Kentucky, like, crazy. Yeah. But anyway, so what else we got? Break anything?
Every
else?
Once in a while, upsets happen. So, yes, very displeased with that, and you said upset city to rub it in, I guess.
I'm sure it was. Hey, I don't make the rules, man. I'm just saying.
Well, and then we got a congratulations, actually, from Lingrature on Twitter, because we need to celebrate at Frank Benches for hosting at RP Grinders and being part of the Pottern family.
See? That's, Pottern family. I mean,
Lingrature, like literature, except the words are recorded audio instead of written text.
Yeah. You know.
So a definition of his name.
Yeah. And that was an auto-generated tweet, I'm guessing, but that is the first time that anybody has ever recognized me as a podcast host on Twitter, literally. Like, other than you guys, obviously, but, you know.
No, we don't even call you that. We usually call you clown.
Yeah, or other things, you know. So.
Dick, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy, I can't remember your name. Come
here. Hey, who are you again, son of a bitch? Anyways, Freak Fight says, I've been playing Injustice 2, and the first thing I thought was, no way should some of these fights end with this character winning. Yeah, I agree. Like, Harley Quinn beating Superman or The Flash and stuff like that. Exactly. Wyland says...
They explain it off in those games. I forget what it is they did to explain it off, but to make it more sense. But I still haven't played Injustice 2 yet. The first one was
it's
good.
They're both good, man. Wyland says, I'm curious about the new Grudge movie since it takes place at the same time as the U.S. remake.
I thought the new one was a remake.
Yeah, it is, but it takes place at the same time. So
somewhere else?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I know what Wyland's talking about. Like, it to me, it looks interesting. Like, I don't know. I'm ready. Anything else on Dear Break Man?
No, that's it.
Okay, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Break Man.
Very little, because I've been busy, so mostly the phone games this week. The Final Fantasy Record Keeper, which I could play that. Sometimes I wish I had more time to play it, because I can invest a lot of time in that game.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. Like, I play MPQ, and it's a throwaway, you know, match 3 game, but I agree with you. I could play a lot more of that game, man. Yeah. You know, it's just one of your...
And then the South Park game, which some days if I'm doing good, you know, if I'm on a winning streak or something, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna keep playing it. But there are other days that it's just I want to win. You have to win, or I have to win 5 at this point where I'm at. You have to get 5 points out of how many other battles it takes you to get them. But I mean, if you lose, you can get no points, but I mean, you might still get some points, but the most points you can ever get is 3 points in a match. But okay. Some days you'll just keep getting your ass handed to you over and over again. And it takes you like 6 matches to get 5 points. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly, man. And then you have other days where you're on fire.
I wanted to know.
I want to quit those days when I'm getting my ass whooped. Like, I don't want to. It's humiliating. I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk about that in a second. What else you been playing, Break?
No, that was it. But Eric, what were you saying?
I wanted to know, like, back to the whole Injustice thing, but doesn't have to do with Injustice. But I just wanted to know, like, if you guys watched the Death Battle series videos on YouTube.
I've seen those come up in my feeds, Eric, and I saw one, and I can't remember. And I think it was like Darkseid versus Thanos, and I was displeased with it. So I'm like, fuck that, man! Thanos would have kicked his ass, and you know, just total geekdom fandom bullshit, you know. It's like,
but the next one is going to be Deadpool versus Loki from The Mask.
Ooh, that's interesting. Ooh, I don't know. That'd be a good fight. Freak Five brings up something similar. He says he started wondering who would win between the different Marvel and DC characters who are similar. Like the Flash versus Quicksilver is an obvious matchup, but some others are more difficult to choose.
Because the Mask is a comic, isn't it? I forget.
The Mask is a comic. It was a comic before it was a movie, and it was an excellent comic. I think Dark Horse Comics actually did that one, but yeah.
I used to like The Mask.
Yeah.
Until I started working in retail and won this one job, they put The Mask in over and over and over again all day long.
Or they'd watch it over and over again.
Well, they just put it, like, they needed a DVD on replay, basically, so The Mask could be on like 20 different fucking TVs over and over and over.
Oh god,
again.
Yeah.
So was the comic a little bit more serious than the movie was?
A little bit, but it's still. I like the comic a little bit better, but it's been a long time since I read it. But
and then they made the Son of the Mask movie, which was terrible.
Oh god, Son of the Mask was so bad. It was so bad. Freak Five says he's thinking Daredevil versus Batman.
I immediately say no.
I immediately say Batman would just easily win that match. But I'm thinking more.
Yeah, because he's trying to pick the guys.
They had
Daredevil
versus Robin, and Robin won because Daredevil wasn't as strong as Robin.
What?
I can see, like, physically, like, in a fight, them...
No,
like,
actually, it wasn't even Robin. Up. It was Nightwing Robin. So it was Dick Grayson Nightwing.
What were you saying?
In a fight, maybe they might kind of... I don't know. But intellectually, like, Batman just... He's so smart.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Matt Murdock's not he's stupid, but he's, you know, he's not a genius,
right? Yeah. And then I mean, this is
he's not detective level intelligence like Batman, you know.
Oh yeah, Batman, intelligence
wise, maybe a Jessica Jones would be more on his level.
Batman's, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like that's the different skill set completely. Like,
I
had a death battle with a Batman versus Black Panther, and Black Panther won.
What? How in the world would Black Panther beat Batman?
Because his power set is that much stronger than Batman.
I disagree with that. I think.
I don't know. I think that would be – that's an interesting fight. That is an interesting matchup because they're both geniuses.
I think Batman's more of the detective, and he's more
aloof and everything, whereas Black Panther's, you know, he's the king, so he's kind of out there.
I can see the argument. I can see a close matchup.
They're both smart, and they're both, athletically
and they both got
fighting
gadgets,
talented.
And the gadgets,
both have gadgets
of,
yeah.
of his country are just that much more technologically superior.
I
think, like, of all the matchups I can think for Batman, like, right now, Black Panther sounds like the best one.
You guys have given me a great idea. I think I'm going to put together... you know how we did the monster challenge? Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do superhero and villain challenge. And then I'll do a mashup of both.
Yeah, and Iron Man went up against Lex Luthor, and Luthor won.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't think that's fair fight, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Well, look, check this out. Like, in a matchup one-on-one, it would seem easy, Batman versus Superman, but Batman always gets the better of Superman every fucking time, literally. So, you know, whatever. Freak Five says Iron Man is closer compared to Lex Luthor.
It was with the power suit.
But Lex Luthor is like Iron Man intelligence times 10.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Lex Luthor's the smartest person around, period.
Wait, you know, a more even matchup would be like Lex Luthor versus Reed Richards. Something like that. That would be...
really, really intelligent, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying Stark isn't. Stark obviously is a genius, but Reed Richards is smarter. Reed is, so...
Oh, Dungeon's in chat. Welcome on in, Dungeon. He says Dr.
Doom
has
his own country.
That's true, too. Dr. Doom is... Oof.
Doctor Doom versus Lex Luthor.
Oh, that's a good matchup, man. We're gonna do this. I'm gonna put together a villains, and then I'm gonna do a heroes one, and then we'll do a
match. Doing more of these. We can do like video game ones and shit like that.
We can do our own death battle series.
Oh my god, this is. You guys have given me ideas for months to come, man. I'm gonna video games. We could do video games. Oh, Jesus Christ, guys, this is gonna be awesome. I'll put together all kinds of shit. We got stuff in the pipeline for sure. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing just more London Detective Mysteria. I played some more Dark Devotion. I finished that, so I'll review soon. And I played through, I got up to the end of Sparklight, but I couldn't beat the final boss. So I just haven't gotten back to try it again.
Okay.
And it's one of those procedurally generated games where the world gets reset every time you go back into it. And the game I feel like the game has very uneven difficulty scaling because the game started off hard. Got a lot easier once I got a couple, there's these things called patches, which are basically like perks, which extra health or damage. And I got the one perk that gave me like the triple protection against or triple increased defense. And once you get that, it's easier to survive and get through the rest of the game until you get to the end of the game. And then enemies take a lot more hits to kill. And and the final boss is this giant monster that you don't actually fight directly. Instead, you have to fight waves of enemies and then touch a thing on the screen to activate beacons, which activate the final sequence of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's just too many enemies and not enough health to go around. And I probably need to go into the fight with like lots of recovery items, and I didn't. So like without that, it's just a battle of attrition and how skillful you are at dodging.
I think you just need to get good, Eric.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Dungeon says, has Doom ever gone up against Luthor? I'm really curious to see. Well, you know what, Dungeon, when we do our villains bracket, I'm sure you'll get a preview into how that battle will go. Freak 5 says, I'm also thinking Thor versus Wonder Woman. Would she be able to wield Mjolnir? Ooh.
I think Wonder Woman won that fight in death battle.
Ooh, wow, okay. Dungeon said he's been playing. I saw Dungeon playing Death Stranding. He has just two words: zip lines. That's funny. I need to watch that too, Wyland. He says he needs to watch Wonder Woman Bloodlines. I want to watch that. It looks good. Did we get you back, Break?
Yes, I'm freaking irritated as shit though, but yes.
It's okay. It's gonna be one of those days. I'll just get you back when I notice you're not.
Also, do you know that like Gamefly actually rents out movies now?
I did not know that. That's so weird.
That'd be a decent way for me to watch all the DC movies I've been missing because Redbox doesn't stock them anymore, apparently.
And even when they do,
it was always a DVD version.
Mine does, and yeah, it's always the DVD version. That really sucks. That does suck. I'm waiting for them to bring 4K shit to my Redbox because, man, come on, man. All right.
I think they might do that digitally, but they don't do that 4K Blu-ray stuff.
Yeah. No. I'm waiting for DC Universe to fold into something else. Like, it's by itself, it's overpriced.
I agree.
I want to be able to enjoy the shows on it, but I mean, look at what Disney's doing. Theirs is what, $7 or some shit?
Yeah, it's $6.99 a month, which I think you were the one, Breakman, that said there was a wicked 3-year deal. I took advantage of that. I got it for 3 years.
So. I think High Dive is like only $5 a month, and that's for all the Sentai Filmworks stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in the anime.
And Shudder.
And Verve is like, I think it's $11 now. It used to be $9.
Yeah, Shudder's like, I think like $6. I think Shudder's one of the best deals in streaming, to be honest with you. And I can't wait till they add the Walking Dead shit, because I wanna watch season one and shit. I'm pretty sure they're gonna do that because they're part of AMC, but I don't know, man. There's a few, like, I looked at the DC offering and I was not impressed. I'm with you, Break. Are you okay? I think Breakman's having problems with his cat. I think that's what's going on. I played MPQ, of course.
My headset off.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. I love when that happens.
I don't know, like, karma or the world or what the fuck is trying to tell me not to do a show tonight? I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I could totally see DC Universe going to HBO Max because HBO owns Warner now, and that's a bunch of Warner stuff, or at least it used to. DC had a deep connection to Warner, so that kind
yeah,
of
if they
if those fold it all together, that would make a lot more sense. That'd be yeah,
yeah,
be
and price, and at a price of like $9 or less, because like yeah. you said, look what Disney's doing, man, they're killing it. I'll be talking about Disney Plus here in a minute. Dungeon says Breaks Cat wants to use his headset, so why don't you do what? I think
doesn't want me to do a show. The computer doesn't want me to do a show. Like
it's. It kind of sucks that like HBO Max is kind of holding the new Adventure Time hostage because that's probably the only way to watch that show.
Yeah. Okay, so I've been playing a little bit of MP.
Even though it could just as easily show up on Cartoon Network, I don't think it's going to.
Yeah. All right, I've been playing a little bit of MPQ, and also I've been pulling my hair out with Neo. I went into it thinking it's sort of like Dark Souls, and in some ways it is, but it's a completely different game, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing wrong. I can't even get out of the first little tower, the London Tower beginning thing. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing wrong.
The worst games are the ones you can't like get past the first few levels. There's something stupid in them that doesn't let you get past them.
Exactly. All right, let's move on.
I think Frank's gaming skills have atrophied. That's what I think.
Eric.
Well, I mean, we know his skills are on par with a skeleton, but
how dare you? I'm not that bad. I would equate myself to at least a zombie. I mean, skeleton. Come on, man. Jesus Christ. Okay. Eric and I are gonna do a review of Dr. Sleep. I'll go ahead and let you start, Eric, and then we'll get into it. Mm.
Yeah, break. You might want to cover your ears.
No, it's fine. I can deal with spoilers on this. It's just there's some of the Marvel movies and stuff are usually the ones I don't want spoilers on.
Yeah, yeah.
But Dr. Sleep is the sequel to The Shining, which didn't really need to be a sequel to Shining because aside from a few references and the fact that the main character from The Shining is in this movie as a main character, because he's not the main character, that need to be a Shining movie. This movie feels like an anime, actually. It's an anime about psychics, because I don't know how the book handles the ending, considering it's supposed to be a sequel to The Shining, but like because of what happens in the book, the place that they have their final confrontation doesn't exist anymore in the movie as opposed to the book.
It's been years since I read the book. I can't remember, Eric.
But it takes place about 40 years later. So 40 years to the date of the movie's release. So he's like 40-something now. And he's a big mess. And then he goes to the rehab. Basically one of those AA type of groups, only this one doesn't force you to become a follower of Jesus Christ. It just wants to help you. So 8 years pass after that event happens, and now there's this new kid with the Shining powers, and we learn about this group of people who are basically I guess they are hunters of psychics, and they eat the steam that comes out of them when they inflict pain or induce fear in them. So it's kind of a callback to another King's works. It's kind of like it in that sense, but instead of just outright killing them and eating them, it just takes something from them, and then they eventually die from that.
Yeah, I want to mention something, Eric, before you move on. It is a direct sequel because it does pick up like.
I'm sure the book has more to do with the original book than the movie does with the other movie, though.
Yeah, I honestly, Eric, I felt like it was an organic like thing. Like they did explain like the time period, like what had happened in between The Shining and at least sufficiently enough for me. That was one thing I was worried about, is like the time period, like how is this gonna...
Yeah, but still, like even with that, it could have very well done without that whole thing and been fine on its own.
Yeah, but I mean, you had to tie it back to the first movie, because that's, you know, that's where all the power started. Like that's like the origination in that hotel and that whole thing. And I don't know. I thought they did an excellent job with the explanation, even if it wasn't needed, Derek. I mean, I think your point might be well taken, but I think it was a good...
But I think it was absolutely hilarious to me, though, is that they started the movie with Daniel basically doing a scene that you might have seen in a movie like Trainspotting, because Ewan McGregor was also in that movie.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I just... To me, I thought it was... I mean, they had excellent villain. I thought the I don't know who that lady is that played the villain, Mrs. Bones or whatever her name is. She was excellent.
Rosie. That was her name.
Yeah. Bone Rose or Rose Bone, or I don't know what the fuck they called her. But it was an excellent way of like keeping that story alive. And, whew, man, some of the set pieces were excellent. I thought that they did an excellent job. They didn't do the old, you know, CGI de-aging thing. They got stand-in actors that were excellent stand-in actors, I thought, for like the old Shining movie. They did Jack. They did Wendy.
The only one that returned was the guy who played Mr. Holland.
Yeah. So I thought, no, you mean Halloran? Black dude? That dude, no, that was a completely different actor, Eric.
Well, yeah. He looked a lot like the original.
He did. So. I mean, they did an excellent job. It was an excellent callback to the first Shining. They integrated it perfectly. And they also added in some references and some nods to the miniseries on TV, which wasn't a great miniseries, but I thought it was an excellent, like, kind of tie-in movie with that as well, and kind of a nod to Stephen King to say, you know, yeah, we recognize that you like the miniseries a lot better, et cetera, et cetera. But I thought they did a really... really good fucking job with it. I'm trying to read chat. I don't, it's just talking about Friday the 13th and some other stuff. You still haven't seen all the Friday the 13th movies, Breakman? What's wrong with you?
We're marathoning them. I got them for Halloween.
Good. What do you want?
I'm going to give the movie 8.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go slightly higher, Eric. I'm giving it a 9.5. I thought, like, The Shining is without question my favorite horror movie of all time. I think it's the greatest horror movie of all time, to be honest. Just a myriad of reasons. I know people want to say Exorcist or you know, they'll even go sci-fi horror with The Thing or other movies, but I don't know. For my money, like, the direction, the detail, the cinematography, The Shining to me is on a high level of filmmaking and horror, and I thought Dr. Sleep did a very admirable job of trying to match that intensity.
I just want to ask a Wolfie question, but by the dumpster fire, you mean by like kind of like what's going on with Pokemon community right now? The same thing's happening in half of the Star Wars community once the next movie comes out. Is that what he means by the dumpster fire?
By dumpster fire, he's referring to Rise of the Skywalker, whatever that means.
Oh boy, we're gonna get into it because I'll be talking a little bit about Disney Plus here in a second. But so I think we both agree, Eric.
It's like a movie that will, no matter how good the quality is, people bitch about stupid things about it.
They've decided to make this the end of a 9-movie trilogy. I don't think there's any way that they're gonna be able to satisfy
everybody, you know.
Anybody, really. Well, I mean,
man,
are going to be people who, no matter what, love it because it's Star Wars. And yeah, I love Star Wars. Like, there's nothing in pop culture I love more than Star Wars.
Yeah,
just period.
There's not. Yeah,
I hate it though. I didn't hate, but Last Jedi was not a good movie.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, and Brake's wrong.
No.
Brake's just old, and it's not the movie he wanted. That's why he doesn't like it.
No, they made the heroes bad and stupid in the movie.
Yeah, because heroes can't be bad or stupid or flawed in movies, okay?
I actually am leaning with Brake,
and
man.
Then they,
and,
like,
and you're being selective, and you're being selectively choosy about the villain, the heroes in the previous trilogy.
You know,
because they were also flawed.
I'm leaning with
they weren't flawed, but they were flawed.
They weren't to the flawed at the point where they got their friends and fellow allies killed.
So that's also a narrative choice. I mean, maybe that's
to
not
go
the kind
of the wage of mutiny. Like that wasn't. That was just. That was.
I will say this.
I don't know what
I will
to do
say
with
this.
Character.
I'll say this. I'll be somewhat in agreement with you if they don't like follow up on it in Rise of the Jedi and show us how they've grown, if they've grown.
I'm actually leaning with Breakman on this, but for a slightly different reason. I think I don't like Kylo Ren. I think it's a really high bar mark. Like we talked about Darth Vader.
Well, for me, it really has to depend on what they do with Ren in the next movie.
Yeah,
whether or not I like them or not.
Yeah. Let's
don't,
see.
Don't get me wrong, Eric. Like I don't hate The Last Jedi. It's Star Wars. Like I still like. It's like yes, Star's still Star Wars. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't hate the movie. I have a lot of problems with the movie.
Yeah.
But there are things I definitely loved about the movie. Like Luke and Rey, I think, were the best parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Their interactions were fantastic. I loved them.
Yeah.
Like when he would mess with her about stupid stuff or when we drank the milk, he's just like, like, ew.
Was it brew milk?
I see a lot of people complaining about how Luke was a whiny baby. Have you watched the other Star Wars movies?
I know.
Been a whiny bitch from the beginning, and he gets that from his dad. And Kylo Ren also gets that because he's the Skywalker.
The problem is that Luke wasn't a coward, though, who would run away. And that's they're going to have to explain that in this movie, like why he ran, because that didn't make any sense for Luke, the guy who in three different movies ran in head first.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of lean with you.
That's why.
Like they completely changed him from the guy that we knew, and they better explain why.
Yeah, I think I agree with.
Because people change, but like I guess, and you ask me, they don't need to explain why Luke changed. He just changed, but they're gonna do that because that's what Star Wars does now.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning with Breakman, but I agree with
nobody
both.
Be satisfied with the explanation.
Yeah,
when they find
I think we just need to watch the movie before we make a final judgment. And also, I think I'm in agreement with Weiland. I think Mandalorian is gonna be the cushion, like. I'll talk about it in a second, but we need to get on with your reviews, Eric. Let's do your reviews. What else you got?
Let's see. My review. I got a review of Konosuba seasons 1 and 2 and the movie, and it is a comedy series about it's an isekai series of sorts because the main character is basically a neat who wouldn't otherwise go outside, but he had to go outside to get more food and stuff because I guess he can't buy everything online. But anyways, he tries to rescue a schoolgirl who's going to get hit by a car, only he finds out after he tried rescuing her and dying because he gets hit by the car instead that she didn't get hit at all and she was in actually no danger. So he overreacted to a situation he read improperly. But this goddess of resurrection named Aqua is going to give him a chance to live a new life on another world. And she basically upsells the prospects of this fantasy-like world that he's going to go in. And hijinks obviously ensue because he's not suited to the task. And he's kind of a pervert. And he basically drags the goddess along with him. And against her will, and she's stuck in this world and she has to help him too, but she's kind of useless, and like her only real good skill set is that the fact that she's a priest and can revive people and heal people, but she usually brings more trouble than help. In fact, she often summons the undead to her location just because they can sense her divine energy and they want to destroy it. So they end up summoning monsters that they don't need to fight a lot of times. But There's also a useless mage because, like, the only spell she knows is called, or type of spell she knows is called explosion magic. And the problem with it is that it's kind of like the magic burst from Dragon Quest, where you use all your MP to do a really powerful attack and then you're tapped out. Okay. So it's like the glass cans of glass cans. But, and then we've got Darkness, who, the previous girl's name is Megumin. But they've got a paladin like character called a Crusader whose name is Darkness, who's not a real name, and she called herself that because I guess she's a bit of a tuning bow and she wants to sound cool or something because her real name is pretty laughable. It's La Latina and she hates it. But she's also like a super masochist and like that's her kink, and she like gets like I guess molestation fantasies and stuff like that. But she's kind of useless because aside from being her only use being a meat shield, she whenever she attacks she doesn't hit anything, and that's kind of like a joke in how like the paladin character is always wearing the heavy equipment and that affects their accuracy.
Okay.
But so they go on adventures, and the idea is that they're supposed to defeat the Demon Lord, and he kind of wonders if that'll even be possible with the party he's somehow managed to end up with. But so lots of hijinks happen after that. But it's a fun show, and I recommend people watch the first two seasons. Season 2's dub's not up yet, but it will be in December. It's a Crunchyroll original, so you'll have to subscribe to either Crunchyroll or Verve, which is basically just another a subsidiary of the Crunchyroll team, but that has a lot of other channels there, so you probably wouldn't be better off spending your money spending it for that, because like there's you also subscribe to there's a weird channel on there that has like Nickelodeon shows, old Nickelodeon shows, because I guess Nickelodeon doesn't have its own streaming service, so I guess they partnered up with Verve, so that's nice. You want to watch all that episodes or all the old Rugrats episodes or whatever that's on there. But
that's cool.
Shudder used to be on there; it's not anymore. But just keep an eye out for whatever is on there. But onto the movie, Legend of Crimson, which is movie that takes place after season 2 is about Mega Man's family and the group of people she's with. She's apparently part of this group of people called the Crimson Demons, and they're all kind of like her, and they're weird, and they basically do overly long introductions and elaborate and fanciful movements of their fingers and stuff when they do spells. And it's a completely unnecessary and stupid, but funny. But there's a whole group of people like that, apparently. But anyways, they go to her village, and then they run into another general of the Demon Lord's army. And that's the movie. But there's lots of jokes in between. But it was an entertaining movie up until the point that it wasn't, because if you were paying attention to my tweets the past couple days, I expressed my displeasure with two of the scenes in this movie. And that would be the fact that they're doing rape jokes. I mean, they're not funny. Rape is gross and disgusting and wrong. And that while the show has been has been known to teeter on that aspect with Kazuma, the main character, he'll never actually do it because he has a line that he won't cross. He'll be tempted to do it, but he'll never actually do it. And the show being lewd is fine, but when it gets to rape, no. Just stay away. It's never funny. It's never going to be funny. Especially when you consider the rape culture that exists in Japan. You really shouldn't be doing that.
I think in 2019, it's safe to say, like, the rape...
Especially when there's the double standard of, like, rape against women. People understand that to be bad, but somehow if it's a creep like Kazuma getting sexually assaulted by a bunch of lady orcs, it doesn't make it okay. ever, yeah. in my opinion.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. So what do you give it?
And then the other issue would be the trans character named Sylvia, who is the general demon of the demon lord that's in this movie, and the fact that she's a, I don't know if she could be considered a person of color or she's just really tan, but I'm going to just assume she is a person of color. So it's like, let's make a trans person of color person evil, and having that personality she's basically somewhat of a negative stereotype because they kind of use her transness as the reason for deviancy, but not really. I mean, she's a great character, but like, they could have handled her a lot better, and she ends up dying in the end anyway. So it's like they're kind of writing a hidden code message that trans people are bad, so they deserve to die.
Not good. So what are you giving all this, Eric?
And the fact that I mean, I kind of expect this of Cosmo, but they could have done a subversion of his character by having that like one be one virtue that he has, where you'll totally respect trans people, but he has the ick factor moment once he finds out that she used to be a man.
Okay, so what are you giving all of the above, Eric?
I would give the first two seasons a 9. I would give this movie actually a 7 for the two faux pas moments of their jokes.
Okay, fair enough, Eric. I had a high skip, but
I feel that the writers of the OVAs are not necessarily the same writers of the actual show, and they use the writers of the OVAs to make the movie. So, and like, there was even a foreword before the movie started with Cosmo and Mega Man's voice actors. Cosmo's voice actor is basically saying how he felt unfortunate for Cosmo's eyes, almost like he was trying to say, I didn't like the script in this movie, and I hated the fact that the producer and director signed off on it. But I can't actually say that, so I'm going to say this instead.
Okay, we need to move on, Eric. Anything else before we move on?
No, that's it.
Okay, I'm going to skip my high escapade for time reasons, but next week you guys can expect kind of a funny story that I'm going to tell you guys that I keep forgetting and or putting off. About the ghost concert that Bernie and I went to.
If you keep forgetting it, maybe you should just do it now.
No, I want to get to other stuff. We got way too much stuff to get to break, but I'll for sure do it next week. I promise you, I'll do it next week. Let's move on to
what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Break, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
I've got a couple of Stinkos of the Week. Let me paint like a picture for you here. Monday,
yes.
It was a normal work day. Got up and got ready for work. It was kind of a chilly day. Say, when I got up and left, it was around high 40s.
okay.
Which I guess is kind of normal for this time of year. Mm. And it was getting warmer for the day, so I decided about lunchtime I was going to take a kind of an early lunch and go out and enjoy the nice weather.
Okay.
Right? Mm. So now you would think that this is where the story turns and something weird happens, right?
Right, right.
No, nothing. Nothing happened. It was normal.
Okay.
Went back in, went to work, and started raining right afterwards. And this is why I took my lunch early, because I knew the rain was coming. Mm-hmm. By the time I left work, the 60-degree weather day had turned into an inch of snow.
Oh, man. You know, Colorado has a lot of days like that, but in reverse, Break, man. You get the inch or two of snow in the morning, and by the afternoon, it's like 60, 70 degrees and perfect. It's like the opposite. Oh, damn it. That sucks, Break. I feel bad for you, man.
I know. I was like, what the? I knew what was coming, so that's why I took my lunch. But still, when I walked out and there's inches of snow on the ground and still snowing, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, all right, what else you got?
That's the one Stinko. My other Stinko goes to, I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday. Yeah, Wednesday. I got a ban on Twitter for something I'd said earlier, I think on probably on Tuesday. I said a lot of things, but kind of sum it up, I called the president a coward-ass bitch.
And that's what got you fucking banned?
It got me a 12-hour suspension.
You gotta be fucking... Somebody complained. Somebody complained.
Right, and that's why they would suspend you, which I laughed about and thought was funny. Until the next day, about the same time when I opened up Twitter, try and use it, and still was suspended. It says I had a 12-hour suspension, but I was still suspended then. And yesterday. And right now. I'm still suspended from Twitter, so I don't know what the fuck.
Are you kidding? Like,
no.
I would have, contacted them and said, what the hell? Like, what's going on?
So like I said, Twitter's run by Nazis now.
What's been going on with Congress and stuff with Facebook and them? Like, yeah, what I said is nothing compared to what the president constantly says, you know?
You know how many times I've reported the president on Twitter, mm-hmm. and the motherfucker still has his Twitter account active? Like, I don't understand. There's obviously double, triple, quadruple standards for whoever they feel is, yeah.
I get the idea, they're just more and more, they just corrupt at, Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. They're not... They're gonna curtail to whoever's politically in charge, basically.
Yeah,
who's ever putting their thumb on them. So right now, Donald Trump and his cronies have been putting the thumb on Zuckerberg, who's licking their boots. So
well, Zuckerberg licks a lot of white nationalist boots, man. Facebook was a co-sponsor of that Kavanaugh appreciation event, everybody jerking off Kavanaugh for some stupid reason. I'm like Facebook is so tone deaf right now. Twitter and Facebook are really fucking tone deaf, and I love the format of Twitter. I do not like who's in charge of Twitter and Facebook. Fuck that. It's so stupid.
They're bending to the loudest voices, saying they're biased against conservative voices or whatever. And that can't be farther from the truth.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree, Brickman. No question about it. All right, Eric, you're up.
What are we talking about again?
Stinko of the week, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, Pokemon fans are even worse than I thought. Anyways, remember how I was talking about last week for a free-for-all, how they were just harassing the developers?
Yes, yes.
They've done even more stupid because they've went up that and they've made a petition online to get Trump to ban the sale of the game, which obviously failed. But the fact that they were even doing that, are you guys all right mentally? Yeah, I think you need help.
Yeah, I mean, speaking
of... And not only that, but they raided Sonic 06 higher than Sword and Shield. And the fact is, a lot of the complaints that were coming out about the game that were being done by reviewers, not even reviewers, leakers, they were trying to paint the game in a negative light, and they were doing things to the game by using cheat maneuvers and the fact that there was anti-piracy technology at work that was making their game slow.
Gamers ruin everything, Eric.
Yep.
We do it on the show.
I wonder which group is worse, Star Wars fans or Pokemon fans?
Fuck you.
I don't know, man. That's a close call, but I think right now Pokemon fans have the edge, to be honest with you. But Star Wars fans get a little chippy sometimes, man. When I mentioned that I like Star Wars or Star Trek a little bit better than Star Wars, oof, man, I get railed on. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm just telling you my opinion.
You should be I don't know. These groups need to learn from the Mega Man community, which is mostly not shit.
Yeah, well, the problem is fans short fanatics.
Yeah, that's true.
There are very extreme fans of anything. Just the more popular a subject is, the more it's going to have extreme fans, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's true too.
So something like Star Wars is definitely going to have a lot of extreme fans because there are a lot of Star Wars fans. Just yeah. like football, I mean.
We need like a new word for fan that doesn't, you know, derive from the word fanatic.
Fanatic,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
To separate, like, you call the fans that are fanatics fans, and then you call, like, whatever else, like, a different word, like, I don't know, like, geez, what, that would be.
Partaker, I don't know, that's too long.
Partaker's yeah, something, so, like, catchy.
Something short and snappy.
Short and catchy, yeah. Freak 5 was in the hospital overnight because he had, I don't know, some blockage or something in his bowels, man. That's crazy. I was reading that whole saga, man. Let me know how that ended, Freak 5. Luckily, you're seemingly okay. Of course, we'll probably put your gut in knots just listening to us, I bet. But all right, I'm going to get to my Stinko of the Week. Speaking of Stinkos, Stephen Miller, he's one of Donald Trump's closest advisors. And if people don't think that Trump is a racist, you need to look no further than Stephen Miller and his some 900 emails espousing white nationalism. And, you know, obviously immigration policy was kind of shaped by Stephen Miller and, you know, the family separations and all this. Stephen Miller is not a good guy. And then when you call it out, they call you an anti-Semite just because he's Jewish. I'm like, no, I think Stephen Miller's a piece of shit just because he's a piece of shit, not because he's Jewish. So
now I'm sick of that shield that they've been using, like the Trump Trumpsters use this. Like, if you say anything remotely bad about anybody, if they're Jewish, like, they immediately call anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
If you talk bad about Israel, you're anti-Semitic.
Right. And it's not
– if you can't say something bad about their government, period.
That's the thing that gets me. I talk shit about Israel's government all the time. Am I an anti-Semite? Not a fucking chance. I want Bernie Sanders to be our fucking president. So fuck all that.
I talk shit about
noise.
This government all the time. I did it before Trump. Yeah. I did it before Obama, you know?
Yeah. No, you and I are a lot alike in that respect, Breakman, for sure. So
doesn't mean we're any less American. Fuck so, that bullshit.
Actually,
fuck
that
narrative.
Yeah, I
hate
agree.
That bullshit that the Trumpsters have been trying to spin.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, basically, anybody who complains is un-American or some bullshit.
Yeah, yet they complain all the time.
That's the true Scotsman fallacies and the fallacy of the false consequence.
Yeah, you're – yeah, exactly. I'm not going to get into Stephen Miller. All you need to know, he's a big piece of shit bigot. And I wish that he would either resign or get fired or just Trump gets out of office and we never hear from Stephen Miller again because he's a worthless fucking piece of trash. That's given trash too bad of a name. He's worthless pond scum. No, that doesn't work. He's like the gum you step on the street bad. You know what I mean? Like that's how fucking bad Stephen Miller is. Like he's some of the worthless human beings that ever have been. Like, I don't even know what to say. But anyways, let's move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, break. Lighten the mood, man. Sweet of the week.
Man, for me, I don't know if it's lightening the mood because, you know, it's a shitty subject because we're going into politics here. But I got two of them. So my first one goes to... earlier today, corrupt asshole that helped Trump get elected with some of his obscene tactics and lied for the president is going to prison.
Oh, you're talking about Roger Stone. That's also yes. on my sweet-o.
Yes. So anybody who says the Mueller report had nothing in it, well, here's the eighth conviction because of that report. So up yours.
Yep. I totally agree. Now – there's make no illusion. They said there was up to 50 years on this. He's going to serve maybe 5 months, in my opinion. But
probably something stupid. But, yeah, because he's a technically a first time offender, even though he's been a criminal since. I mean, he some of the shit he was accused of back in the Nixon years.
Yep.
Like, obviously, if he was doing it now during the Trump years, that he was doing it back then too.
You know, somebody said something really funny. I think it was George Takei, Breakman, on Twitter. they showed a picture of him with his Richard Nixon tattoo on his back. And it was something along the lines of, finish this sentence. Roger Stone should, while he's in prison, and then dot, dot, dot. And I put dot, 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 get a tattoo of himself next to Nixon on his back, man. Because he's just so worthless, man. That's another worthless piece of shit human being that I hope gets... Man, wouldn't that be awesome if a judge just got a wild hair and just gave him a 40, 50-year sentence just because? Yeah. You know what I mean?
But the media isn't reporting it well as far as him going to prison, because they need to say, like, hey, listen, those reports, those Mueller reports where, you know, the president said those aren't true and everything, he's going to prison.
Oh, you mean the one that says unindicted co-conspirator number one, and that's Donald Trump? That right. That report, Brakeman?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
And the one where the guy said, I can't do anything about this. It's not my job. But he isn't innocent.
Yep.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you? He's not innocent, but I can't do anything about it. And then nobody did anything about it. Except for the courts who obviously ate prosecutions.
Well, we'll see after he gets out.
Because in Mueller's offices, I mean, he's not just a bad, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know anyway, what you mean, man.
So that's the first Sweeto. The second Sweeto goes to the glorious last few days of impeachment.
Oh, it's coming to the end.
The Republicans have looked asinine and buffoonish.
Yep.
Idiotic at best. Like, they have made complete fools of themselves out of the first few days of this impeachment, and Trump looks guiltier and guiltier. In fact, today he intimidated a witness because he is a fucking moron.
Yeah, yeah.
He went on Twitter and said disparaging things about the person who was testifying against him at the moment.
Yeah.
You are a moron, Donald Trump. A fucking moron.
You know,
I appreciate your stupidity because it's going to get you fucked.
There's no question that the Senate's not going to convict, man. They're a bunch of cowards, but...
Well, there's something that that has been circulating. There's something that if just a few Republicans or even, I think, Democrats say they want a secret ballot, that there are people in the Senate that outwardly support him who... really don't support him. If there's a secret ballot, might be a chance. I'm saying.
I think that's a cowardly way to go, Brakeman. We need these people on record. I want to see their vote.
I want him on record, but he needs to go. He's dangerous.
Well,
he's dangerous for the country, for the world.
I understand.
His asinine policies across the globe. I mean, look what's happened in Turkey. In Syria with his...
Yeah, I totally get it.
Let's get out of the way so you can have this country, Turkey.
Right. I get it, Brakeman, but that leads into one of my Sweetos, all right?
Hmm.
Bernie Sanders is leading in several polls, all right? I know it's early, I know, but it's significant, and there's one poll in particular that takes the average. I believe it's the Emerson poll, and for the first time since they've been doing these polls for this primary, Bernie Sanders is leading. He's tied with Joe Biden at 19%. Wow. And if Bernie fucking Sanders wins the nomination, he's gonna fucking trounce Trump in the fucking general, man. It ain't even gonna be fucking close. He's the only one that is gonna trounce Trump, man.
The more they support Trump, like the people who are loud and obnoxious, like the Jim Jordan dumbasses of the world, like that. He made himself look like a total fucking...
I was going to ask you, who do you think is fantastic. The worst of the Republicans? Is it Lindsey Graham, Matt Gaetz, or Jim Jordan, Brake? Who would be at the top of your list?
Well, of those three, there's actually worse Republicans, I'd say.
Really?
Mitch McConnell comes to mind.
Yeah, but I mean, like when it comes to this whole impeachment thing. Like, I know Mitch McConnell
McCarthy
is the worst.
Is another one that comes to mind.
McCarthy, yeah, he's pretty bad.
But as far as the impeachment, he's been a really asshole on this too. But Gaetz, I guess.
I would say Jim Jordan, just because he's been on TV a little bit longer, and they put him on the committee. committee, the intelligence committee, which is so ironic. I don't even know where to begin on that, man.
It's like Team America. We have no intelligence.
Oh. Yeah. Freak 5 says after his story, I'm glad you're home, Freak 5, but he had gastroenteritis or whatever that is, which is not...
Like he says, like, I had diarrhea and throwing up when he started, and I was like, oh, dude, that sucks. I've been there. And then he's like, I ended up in the hospital.
Ended up in the hospital. I know. That's some serious shit, man. Like, you never know. But I'm glad you're back to being your exiled self, Freak 5. But, so Bernie's leading, Breakman, and it's super encouraging. I can't see anybody beating Trump as badly as Bernie would. If you put those two in a debate, it would not even be close. Like I just see it going Bernie's way this time. Weiland says, DNC doesn't care if Sanders is ahead of Biden. They'll screw him again. They'd rather chance 4 more years their orange boogeyman than have Sanders have. I agree with that, Weiland, but they've done something that I think is unprecedented. They keep adding more and more people and diluting the water until Bernie is just going to have 51% of the vote, and then they won't have any fucking say in who the nomination is. Either that or Bernie's going to have super close to 51%, and they'll go to the super delegates, and there's no fucking way that they can screw him again with 40% of the vote, and then the next nearest person has like 10%. Like if Warren has 10% or Biden has 10%, there's no way. There's just no way. So that's what gives me hope, Weiland. This is the final shot that we got to fix this fucking thing. And if it ends up being somebody like Joe Biden, fuck it. I'm not voting. I know that's semi-un-American to some people, but I think it's the most American fucking thing that I can do.
The thing I worry about the people not voting is Trump getting reelected.
Then burn the whole system down, Breakman.
But the thing is, like, you know, you've said many times before, like, he gets reelected or like he wants to be a dictator for the most part, you know.
Said that, and I do believe that.
All right, so don't.
But
so
there's no way.
In him.
No, Breakman, I'm tired of the centrism. I did it with Obama, and Obama turned out to be a weak fucking Democrat who people revere for some real reason,
Even a Democrat, he's a Republican.
Yeah, he's Republican light.
He was revered before Trump, but yep. The longer Trump's in office, the more people like elevate Obama.
Freak 5, you're wrong. It wasn't people not voting that got Trump elected. That is incorrect. It was running the weakest fucking candidate possible against Trump. And by the way,
there were a lot of reasons that he's not wrong. That's one of the reasons. There weren't enough people that voted.
No, that's not true.
I was one of those people.
It's not true. It's not true.
It is part of the reason. Though.
Absolutely not.
But him, right? Him.
It is part of the reason, but it's like 0.5
part
of the reason.
Absolutely not. You both are completely wrong. You know why? Hillary Clinton won the vote. 65 million people voted for Hillary Clinton. And guess what? Against all my fucking wishes, I actually voted for Hillary fucking Rodham Clinton. All right. So it's not the fact that people didn't show up to vote. They fucking voted, right? 65 million people voted for Hillary Clinton to be president, and Donald Trump ended up being president. So it's not that people didn't show up. They showed up in droves, and they want to blame Bernie Sanders for it too. But guess what? Bernie fucking campaigned hard for Hillary Clinton. He went from place to place to place to stump for Hillary Clinton. So you can't blame Bernie Sanders, that the people by the way, I was a big Bernie supporter, and when he dropped out, I was crushed, and I still fucking voted for Hillary Rodham Clinton. This time, I'm not falling for it. It's Bernie or fucking bust, man. It's not. I'm not using my vote. It can't be politicized for vote blue, no matter who. It's time for real fucking change now. Not fucking, voting for the lesser of two evils anymore, because I did that and look what fucking happened. I'm not doing that, and neither should anybody else. If anything, what Weiland said should happen. If Bernie loses, he should vote. He should run third fucking party, and then we'll see maybe a good dent in that direction. I know he wouldn't win the presidency that way, but at least it would show people a pathway that, you know, eventually we can have more than the two fucking corrupt parties that we fucking got. Yeah. So, yeah, fuck all that noise. I'm not gonna do it.
If you lose the primary for the Democratic nomination, you can run as a third party?
Yes, you can, but the problem is you have to be on all the ballots in all the states. And I don't know, like, if some of those southern states would even, you know, put Bernie on the ballot. I know that
Ross Perot got it done, didn't he?
I think he might have. I don't know if Bernie has enough to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I know he has like a million volunteers, which is unprecedented, but I don't know, man. Like, and by the way, Freak 5, he says, and if Trump gets reelected, he won't get charged for his crimes. And he's referring to the statutes of limitations. There is a thing called a resolution in the House to prevent that. So that's not, you know, that's not something that Trump can necessarily count on. So, you know, don't worry about that.
He says, and if he wins re-election, he'll probably pardon people like Stone. Count on it. If they're prosecuted in a federal court, like Stone, yes.
State court, forget it.
If they're prosecuted in a state court, then no. So
yep. So fine, I'll take that trade off, Weiland. Go ahead and pardon Stone and Manafort and a few others, but eventually the states are going to catch up to all of them. And I think
another thing I worry about too is if he gets reelected and he stays in office, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health is not good.
I know.
He'll get another judge in there, another crooked judge in there. Like, he will.
Yeah, I understand. I understand all this. Bernie's gonna fucking win, man. Bernie's gonna win. That's what I'm saying. I'm calling it right now. He's at 90. Look, check this out. This will give you hope, Breakman. Bernie Sanders at this point last election cycle was 60 fucking points behind Hillary Rodham Clinton, and he closed that gap to within one fucking point. He and what Weiland said is true. They screwed Bernie Sanders because of superdelegates. This time around, the first vote, if he gets 51%, there is no superdelegates. And if
they screwed him and gave us one of the weakest candidates in history of politics.
Can you imagine
another reason he won? Yep. The person he ran against didn't feel weak, like campaigning.
Yep.
She thought she had certain states like Nevada or like, what was it, Nevada or Wisconsin? Like, there was
Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Right. She lost them all.
She didn't really worry about them. She didn't. She did minimal campaigning in them. And it's just like the last week of the election, last 2 weeks, she was like MIA for a week. Nobody knew what was going on.
Does that remind you of how Joe Biden hasn't been seen lately? Like, he hasn't campaigned.
He reminds me of a senile old. He reminds me of a man with Alzheimer's.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Like, he's the old man in the front yard, looking for. He's looking for his lost lottery ticket or something. Wandering around his front yard, like, I won $1 million. It's here somewhere.
Yep. No, I totally agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Brake. He's losing steam, man. He was at 40% at one point, and he's down to 19%, tied with Bernie.
More people are like, whoa, wow. Yeah. Okay,
he has a history of doing this, Breakman. He's never won an election other than, what was it, the Senate? How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. He says Joe Biden is Frank. How dare you? How dare you?
While it says Biden doesn't know what state he's in or what year it is.
I agree with that too, Weiland. That's something I think we can all agree. Bernie Sanders is going to win. Look, Bernie Sanders had a fucking heart attack, and look how hard he's campaigning. Like, what was it, a week after he had the heart attack? And he's going to win. He's going to fucking win it. He's going to win. He's going to get 51% of the vote, and we ain't going to have to worry about shit. And Trump has no shot against Bernie. No shot whatsoever. And I agree with Weiland that the DNC would rather have Trump than Bernie. But fuck them too. They're not going to have a say in it. The people are going to have a say in it. All right. Let's move on, gentlemen. It's a free for all. Okay, that is awesome. Bernie just showed me a chia pet that was in the vein of Pennywise. That's pretty badass. I have a
revelation here that was pointed out by Freak Five Chaos. Frank and Joe Biden have never been seen in the same place at the same time.
That's not true. When the DNC held the
The old man face you see on Biden is just a mask, Frank.
No. That's not true. We have been in the same place at the same exact time, because when the DNC was held in Denver, guess who was there and guess who saw Joe Biden at the DNC? So, you know, I just disproved that theory. And he's going to say,
"Hey, Mr. Joe Biden, how are you doing?" He said, "Potato salad."
How dare you, Brakeman? You and your potato salad, man. You got this infatuation with potato salad. Okay, here's our last topic for the day, guys. I got a couple quick questions. What is your least favorite holiday and why? And I will go with Eric first. Eric?
Columbus Day, because fuck Columbus.
Okay, that's fair enough.
And it's just an excuse for the government to not do work.
Okay, that's fair enough. I would agree.
Barely a holiday, though.
Yeah, it's not really like I'm thinking of like holidays that everybody celebrates.
Okay,
like,
so holidays that everybody celebrates then,
or at least the majority.
Easter's foundation is a foundation of bullshit too.
Yeah, I was gonna say Easter, but it's on a Sunday, so I don't know. It's not really even a holiday. Almost everybody's off on Sunday. But okay, what about you, Brake?
Oh, that's a very good point. Okay, least favorite holiday. Let's see here. Favorite holiday is 4th of July. Second favorite is Thanksgiving.
And okay.
You always get a day. You always get 2 days off for Thanksgiving, unless you're in retail, in which case you hate your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Black Friday weekend fucking sucks. If you're making commission,
this year, at my workplace, we always get Black Friday off, but it's going to be considered a holiday. We're getting holiday pay for it this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So you get days off. I don't hate Christmas or Halloween, and you don't get a day off for Halloween though. You do get a day off for Christmas. Let me see here. So Easter, you don't get a day off. Halloween, you don't get a day off. So those are two negatives. Whatever holidays do we have left?
Labor Day, Memorial Day.
Valentine's Day. Ugh.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Ugh, you don't get a day. You know what? Valentine's Day is my least favorite.
Yeah, I'll go with that too. Because like, fuck trying to get people to, I don't know, feel like they need to get in a relationship.
Yeah. But usually you have sex on Valentine's Day, though.
That's a good point.
Only if you're a person that is into sex.
See, Weiland has it right. He takes PTO on Halloween. So
I take PTO the day after Halloween.
Okay, I see your thinking there. Why not the day of and the day after?
Well, my company started the policy that where they let us off.
Unless you live where I do, and they do a Halloween trick or treat on the weekend before.
Okay, I got two, guys. Like, I agree with all what you're saying, Breakman, about days off and not. But honestly, like, I just look at the holiday itself. Whether you get a day off or not is, I mean, Halloween's my favorite by far, and I've explained the reasons why. And the same reasoning is why I'm giving Christmas my worst holiday of the year. I fucking hate Christmas. All right. Yes, bah humbug.
Frank is Scrooge.
Oh my god. I hate Christmas more than anything. I hate the fucking traffic. I hate the capitalism.
The only thing I like about Christmas is the food and being with my family. That's like the only and the gifts. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but you got that with Thanksgiving, man. Thanksgiving's such a much better.
There aren't Thanksgiving Day presents.
So what?
I don't know. I kind of like, yeah, Thanksgiving, I get food, but it's always the same kinds of food.
You know how much money fucking Christmas costs people every fucking year?
Like, fuck yeah, I do.
As a kid, Christmas is the best because you get presents everywhere.
You don't have to go out and spend money or go shopping or deal with any of the shit the adults
do. Yeah, exactly. Christmas is the worst. Also, in a more serious manner, I hate Memorial Day. I get choked up on Memorial Day every fucking year. I dread it. I hate it.
I love Memorial Day because I thought about my answer and I do want to change it, but I love Memorial Day because to me Memorial Day is like signifies summer. Like,
yeah,
that's unofficial start of summer.
That is my worst holiday. Now that Frank's like reminding me of all the soldiers that have died for fruitless wars being waged. Under the orders of men who are trying to get rich.
I agree with that. And
if you
look at
it that way, it's not a fair fight.
Yeah, it really isn't, Breakman. And also the family members that you've lost that you think about and you visit graves and it's too much for me. Like, I cannot stand Memorial Day. Like, from a sentimental point of view, Memorial Day is the worst. But from and all around, I fucking hate Christmas. I like the food, and that's about the only thing. Other than that, I can't stand fucking Christmas. I hate it.
So my least favorite's definitely I'm sticking with Valentine's Day as one of the least favorites, but I'm going to say Labor Day is probably my least favorite because it means
the end of summer.
Summer's over. Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is combo breaker, so Weiland is like, fuck you, Frank. That's basically what Weiland is saying right there.
And
okay.
Also that Memorial Day always happens really close to Breakman Day.
Yeah,
so.
That's true too. So, yeah. I didn't send you anything for Breakman Day, I don't think.
Don't send me anything, it's cool.
No, I sent you something for some day. I can't remember, but anyways. Mm. How dare you? Bernie is
you mean that thing that you sent him in the mail, you mean?
Yeah, that check that's in the mail, Breakman, yeah. You know. Okay.
Oh, so that bag of dog poo wasn't
he called this shit poo. All right, here's part two, kind of along the same thing, all right, but not holiday. What is the worst RPG you've ever played and why? And I'll start with you, Eric.
Fucking Infinite Undiscovery.
Infinite Undiscovery.
Yeah, I mean, I would have said Secret of the Stars from Tecmo, but I never actually played that, so I just know it's bad.
Okay, all right. Why Infinite Undiscovery, Eric?
Because the plot meanders, the voice acting's terrible, the combat's also terrible, but it's also one of the better things about the game, but that's like a highlight in a sea of bad.
Freak 5 is exiled.
Oh, yeah, and the quality of the music, I guess.
And Freak 5 is exiled for a couple of reasons, you son of a bitch. He says Frank has lost a lot of people over the eons. What he misses the most is all the memories he has lost. How dare you, you son of a bitch.
But like not only that, but there's also the experimental gameplay stuff, like the fact that any one of your party members can go berserk at any time and just wipe out your party.
That's true too.
And I think mechanic.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it's just walking around, random battle, everything's good, and he's like, "Fuck you guys, this is bullshit."
The game does warn you because, like, you have to like not spend a lot of time outside when it's like raining this weird dust or whatever. Like, if they're out too long with that dust present, then they can become berserk.
Some gold dust,
and I think it might actually cause permadeath. I've never actually had that happen to my characters because whenever that happens, I just save scum.
Oh, you're a save scummer. I see how that is. Okay,
right. I'm totally with him on that. Like, as soon as that shit happened to me, fuck.
I agree.
Load
actually,
that save because yeah. No.
So now you have to get into a habit of saving the game constantly. So
yeah. Yeah,
you really should be in that habit for a lot of RPGs, though.
Yeah,
I hate when I forget to save and something stupid happens. It's like, you mean I didn't save for 2-3 hours? Oh, shit.
You know, autosave is a great thing.
It's got like a synthesis system, but that like can supposedly make your weapon stronger, but it's actually not all that useful.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. What about you, Break?
Hmm. It's not the worst, but it's definitely one of the worst. Quest 64.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't know why I played that game, but it was. I think it was because I spent money on it. That's why I played it. Like, I bought this piece of shit. I'm gonna play it.
It's slow. It's hard, and it's got no voice acting, and the music sucks.
And it wasn't really fun either.
Yeah. That's a trifecta right there, Breakman. There's no question, man.
I know what it is. Highlight.
Oh, Highlight. That's a blast from the past,
That's kind of an RPG. But okay.
Yeah. No, that counts.
If you consider, I've always considered that an RPG. It's the worst. Mm. It's one of the worst games I've ever played. Period.
Mm. No. Highlight is not even bad. You should play Virtual Highlight on the Saturn. That's worse. That game's hilariously bad, though.
Wyland says autosave is great until your game crashes when it's saving. That is true, Wyland. I think you had that problem pretty recently. I can't remember what game you played.
Deadly Towers is probably worse than Highlight, though.
Yeah.
I think Highlight's worse. Deadly Towers isn't good, don't get me wrong.
Mine is going to be...
I saw somebody make a tweet that says Deadly Towers is just a prototype for the precursor to Dark Souls or Demon Souls.
Mine might be a little controversial, but I think the worst RPG I've ever played, not because it's a terrible game by any stretch, but I didn't find it compelling, and I didn't like the battle system all that much. And like everybody knows, RPGs, like, that's the number one thing is the battle system, pretty much, right? I mean, I know story's important and, you know, stuff like that, but the battle system is probably it. I did not enjoy what I played of Final Fantasy VIII at all. I did not like it. So that is probably the worst. I know it's not the worst RPG ever, but for me...
Yeah, but it's the one that you played, yeah.
Yeah.
I
liked 8, though. 8 is good, but it is not without its issues.
Yeah. I know a lot of people love 8, and they probably hate us right now and want to kill us, but I'm with you, frankly.
Yeah.
I played Final Fantasy VIII up until they, you know how they do the pre-game before the title screen starts.
Yeah, I played it up
to the title screen, and then I said, nope.
My position is I like Final Fantasy VIII, but I won't defend it.
Yeah, I wanted to like that
like
game.
My position with Mass Effect around you guys, like, I'm just done defending it. Like,
no,
just
I like
ahead.
Mass Effect the
I
first
love the
one.
Game, I'm done. Whatever.
No, the first one was good, no question. That was more of an RPG for sure. But the second and definitely the third.
I think the best feature of the first Mass Effect was just his story. I mean, the gameplay can go chucked in the river. But then the sequel came out because people complained about the gameplay, and they decided to make it a shooter instead. And that made the game very boring for me because it's like all the other third-person shooters now.
Yeah.
A lot of people prefer the story of the second one.
Yeah. Wyland said it happened with him with Death Stranding on the autosave thing. That's what it was, Wyland. I couldn't remember which game it was, but...
Game's been out like a week, and it's already happened. That's
No. I don't think they liked the story. I think they liked the character building, which was better in 2.
I think they should have called that game Walk Stranding. That's what they should have called that game instead, but... it looks good. I want to play it. I know I'm a sucker for like slow burn type.
It is not
shit.
A walking simulator. But
I know. I kid, Eric. But I don't know. I wish I had money to get that game. I would totally get it. I just don't want to pay $60 for it. I know it'll go down in price though. But yeah, I know that's kind of controversial to put Final Fantasy VIII in there. But I did not have any fun with it whatsoever.
I didn't either.
So. You know, that's just...
I'd be willing to give like the remake a try.
Yeah, I would too.
But the first time I played Final Fantasy VIII, I did not enjoy myself.
It's not a remake; it's a remaster, and I would not suggest playing it, considering it has its own set of issues.
Okay,
I would love for them to come out with Final Fantasy IX remaster, like they're doing with Final Fantasy VII. Do IX, just skip VIII and go right to IX. That would be...
I have to ask, does Death Stranding at least let you save manually in separate slot from its autosave?
That's ask Wyland. I don't know. Yeah,
it tanked all your save files? Fuck, dude.
Oh, that sucks, man. Dungeon says, I'm game for a Final Fantasy IX remaster. You're goddamn right, man. BB for the win.
3D remake of 6.
Oh, there is yeah.
9's re-release on PS4 is technically a remaster, but not really.
I mean, yeah, it's not.
They touched it up enough to make it look semi-decent.
No, I want the Final Fantasy.
But it's not. It didn't get the treatment that 8 did visually.
I want the Final Fantasy 7 remake edition of Final Fantasy 9. That's what I want, man. That to me that would be the game. But
I think the way Squinix is going, I think at some point we are just going to get different remakes of all their games.
Oh my god, that would be so 6 for sure.
They don't know how to make a new Final Fantasy that good anymore. I mean, I'm not saying 15 was bad, but I am saying 15 was a step down from some of their other games.
I like what I played of 15.
Even if creatively it was more advanced than the other games.
Yeah. Wyland's smart.
It's less that and more that they make a lot of money reselling their old games.
Yeah.
I think listen to the loudest voices cry for the remake of Final Fantasy VII, and just they get inundated with those people like begging for remakes of games. So
yeah,
15's biggest misstep was probably the fact that they treated it as a live service game. They just kept adding to it, and they kind of never truly finished it.
I want nine, and I want, like, what you said, Break, 6 remake would be, a 3D remake would be, oof, man, would that be awesome. 4, 5, and 6 would be actually really good games to do a 3D version of.
They already did 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they did on the, what was it, the DS?
Yeah, you can get it on mobile, too.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. I'm gonna rent Death Stranding from Gamefly, but by the time I actually get to play it, hopefully all the bugs will be fixed.
yeah. I want Death Stranding too, but I'm gonna wait for a sale. I think it looks really super interesting, and it's the type of game that I would really enjoy. Unlike fucking Neo, I'm pulling my fucking hair out. I can't even get out of that goddamn tower. Jesus Christ!
I would have quit.
The first enemy killed me 3 fucking times before I was like, okay, I need to do this and this, and I finally got, and I'm like, Is this how this fucking game's gonna be? Every fucking enemy I get, and then to boot,
are
like
you at least learning from your mistakes?
If you're learning and improving, that'd be one thing.
I'm doing okay. Like I got up to the top of the fucking tower and I got over the bridge, but then I get into this other section of the tower and that's where it all fucking goes to shit again. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
There are a couple places that you can find a new checkpoint, though.
Yeah, I'm hoping, man, because Jesus Christ, I'm hoping it's soon because I can't keep fucking... And then when you die, you go all the way back to the fucking beginning. So I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. This game is like almost worse than Dark Souls, so fuck. But anyways...
That's like the biggest misstep in Neo. It's like they throw you into an intersection without doing the tutorial. You don't get the tutorial until you've beaten that section.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. How am I supposed to get better if, like, I don't know what the mechanics of the goddamn game are? So it's like, and Freak 5 is exiled. Again, you say, I think you're going for a fucking record today, Freak 5. Jesus Christ. He says, Frank having problems with the game? Color me shocked, you son of a bitch. Dungeon says,
I bet Frank is still a better player than DSP is, though.
I probably am. Wyland says he saw, speaking of DSP, Wyland saw a video of DSP shaking BB like a martini to try to soothe him. I don't know what that means. But
what's okay. BB?
I have no idea.
BB is the baby in the game.
Oh.
in the little incubator thing.
I got you.
Was drinking the baby? Like a martini?
No. He was just shaking it like...
Drinking the baby. Oh. We just found the title of the show. So, all right. I think that's about it, unless you guys have anything else.
I thought we were going to call it potato salad.
or potato salad. There you go. Okay. Let's do our plugs. Let's start with Breakman. Breakman.
You can follow me at Breakman on Twitter.
Even though he's suspended?
Somewhere in there.
Even though he's suspended, you can still follow him?
I guess you can. I don't even know what's going on with that. Like, I haven't had time to deal with it today. I'll probably deal with it this weekend. I was just like, you know, fuck, whatever.
I'm dying over here, man.
Okay, and you can follow me at RP Grinders, and you can ask me a dear Breakman, and we can move on.
No, I'm just kidding,
Frank
man.
Doesn't die. But before Frank does die.
Had to get that cowbell in there, man. You know,
I got a cowbell, and you know what I got? I got a cat yanking a headset off of my head.
potato salad. Squirrel. There you go. All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
All right. You can find reviews on sites I've written for, such as BostonMasterBrigade.com, where you can find this week new reviews of both Disgaea 4 Complete Plus and the review of...
Later, Wyland.
The review of the Alliance Alive HD Remastered. And on TotallyGN.com, you can go find reviews of Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, which is a long title, but and Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz HD.
Is it worth getting?
If you liked Banana Blitz but you hated the motion controls, this game lets you play without them.
Okay, nice, cool.
But the only reason that they probably ported it is because the DualShock 4 and the Joy-Cons have some light motion control thing, so it was probably easier to code it back in and have it be optional.
Okay.
But yeah. If you like those reviews, or you like my style of writing, and you read my other stuff, and you want to support me financially, even a little as a dollar being thrown my way would help.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
You can find a link to my Patreon on my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right.
That's it.
All right. I want to thank everybody in chat. Wyland was in there, and he had to leave. So good luck at work, man. Commander Root was in chat. Electrical Longboard was in chat. Bernie was in chat. Good friend Freak 5 was in chat. Dungeon Buster, our other great friend, is in chat. And Winsec, they're all our good friends. All of our good friends were in chat. So thank you all so much. Really appreciate it. Thanks to all the listeners. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the consoles, whether it be Nintendo, PlayStation, or Xbox. RP Grinders. So just look up RP Grinders on those. You will find me there. Add me as your friend. I got plenty of space. I only got, I think on the Xbox, I think I have the most. You guys would be surprised.
I joked that Death Stranding is actually a remake of the Bible Adventures minigame where you have to carry Moses across the Nile and not make sure you don't drop him in.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Anything else I want to plug? Go see Dr. Sleep. It is. I don't think it's a masterpiece by any stretch, but it's a damn good movie and damn scary at parts and shocking in some parts. So go see that this weekend. Give that movie some love. Anything else, gentlemen? You guys have anything else?
Shake the baby.
Shake the baby.
I need to get food again because yeah, I haven't eaten since like 4.
I agree. I need to get food too, man. I haven't eaten since since breakfast. So, all right. Stay safe out there.
Sounds like I should interrupt you with potato salad.
Yeah, I think you should, and I think that's going to be the title of the show because you guys are sons of bitches. You know, that's just that's how it goes.
If only I could use something like Grubhub or DoorDash at this hour to get potato salad.
All right, everybody, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Bye, everybody. There is no cowbell this outro.
I'm just listening to the cowbell.